Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. I'm here in the presentation track lounge with Mike Henderlight, who's a program manager on the Windows Forms team. So, Mike, I understand you did a session already, and there's going to be a repeat?
Yeah, that's right. Today we had the session that talks about how to integrate your WinForms applications with Avalon applications, how you can build hybrid applications that use both control sets. And the session was pretty full today. We actually had three overflow rooms. So we're going to actually run the session again tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. in room 501 ABC. So if you didn't get a chance to see it today, you need to come out tomorrow and check that out.
So what do you think attendees' favorite thing was about seeing how to integrate Avalon and WinForms together?
Yeah, interesting. I think that most people's comments that I've gotten so far have been that they like the fact that they actually can, you know, see the code itself, to understand exactly how to use the features, and to know that it's really, really quite easy and that there is a migration path for Windows Forms applications to Avalon, so you don't have to actually recode your entire application in one fell swoop. You can actually take your time and actually evolve the application with a good migration strategy there. That's been the big hit.
And so is there also, I understand that eventually you're going to be able to use Avalon controls and so forth inside a web browser environment as well. What's the story about building a single Avalon interface and sharing it between WinForms and the web browser? Is that practical to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, once you're able to create an Avalon application, particularly, you know, XML or whatever file that describes your Avalon application, you can have Windows Forms controls actually sprinkled throughout that Avalon application. And once you load that up in the browser, then the Windows Forms controls will just come across just like all other Avalon controls, so you can actually run them in the browser as well.
Awesome. All right. So, again, what time and what room tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., room 501 ABC.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you on Channel 9.
Okay, thanks.